It is a bit of a no contact sport, netball. You know, you're not supposed to be touching each other, although it can get a little bit aggressive. Now, we are about to catch up with some netball stars, or maybe some pretend netball stars. But before we do that, look, I need to get you situated. Now, we're about to talk about netball, but I'm not a netball superstar, so I'm going to be lacking a little bit of the info that's needed. In my first game of netball, I scored a goal, but the problem was I was the goalkeeper. They thought that because I was tall that I would be good to, you know, defend. It wasn't happening. So then they put me in wing defence. But it was not an affair to remember, and in shock to absolutely nobody, I was terrible and I was benched the rest of the season. I had long nails and pierced ears the next summer and never to be a pivoting superstar. But coming to a stage at this fringe, at this year's Perth Fringe, are some pivoting superstars, or some folks that are very good at playing pretend pivot. Lady Macbeth played wing defence, is coming to Perth Fringe, or it's debuting at Perth Fringe from Crash Productions. It's an original musical opening this Friday. And joining me on Brekkie are a couple of the show's stars, creators, the wonders that have put this together, Courtney and Beck. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Yeah, so good.
Yeah. Now, Beck, we know you as Project Bex mostly here at RTRFM, but you've put together a stage show, which I was very excited to hear about. Project Bex directed and created this wonderful stage show all about netball. You've made all the music for it, which we'll get to in a minute. But before I get to any of that, both of you, Courtney, Beck, what are your positions in netball? Courtney?
I was in the very lucky position where my mum was always my netball coach. and she is like, was very good. I think there was a bit of nepotism at play. I am not tall, so I was kept very far away from the goals. I was always like a WD, WA, mm-hmm. sometimes centre if I felt like being like a bit of a sweaty warthog on the court. but mostly mid court, yeah.
Beck?
I think I would be shooter.
Yeah?
I played basketball.
Okay. That makes more sense
to
you.
So, yeah. A ball with my rose. So, and I was kind of like the tall one, like mm-hmm. post position. So, yeah. GS, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, GS. I definitely was like, they just thought I was, they were like, she's tall.
Yeah.
She can just spread your arms out.
And you're like, little do you know.
It was terrible. You know, tape on the nails, tape on the ears. It was a bit of a frightening time. Now, you've decided in this show that Lady Macbeth is wing defence. Why is Lady Macbeth a wing defence? How did that decision come about?
I feel like because it's a position that gets a bit of a bad rap as a bit of like a loser, bit of a waster, because I feel like some of the other positions are a lot more like flashy. Mm. So I think like the decision to make her wing defence was also just like a bit of a lull. Like, of course she wants, you know, to be the best at this game, and like the position that she's playing is not even one that's very highly regarded. I think also I knew I wanted it to be in the title, and so that was just the one that also rolled off the tongue and also one that wouldn't get confused with another sport. Mm. I'm not very familiar with the genre of sport, so
same space.
So I was like, I need something that's gonna be like definitively netball,
right?
And
yeah.
I thought wing defense was, you know, a dead ringer for that.
Yeah, I think you did a great job. I immediately knew that this show was going to be about netball. I was immediately fearing it. It triggered something inside of me that was a little bit scary. Opened up a year 9 wound for me. I was like, oh dear. But I'm excited, and I think it's a pastime that a lot of people can relate to. When you were putting the show together, or you started to even think that this could be a show, what was the motivation? Why was this the show that you wanted to put together? Why netball as the sport for these conversations?
Mm. Well, so Courtney wrote the show mm-hmm. and then brought it to me and was like, do you want to be composer mm. and then director? And we sure. kind of like built it from there. But yeah, I had the same reaction. She's like, this is the title. Like, before she'd written it, she was like, this is the title, this
That's
is all
funny.
I know. And I was like, done, yep. But you can answer that. Why?
Yeah. Why netball as the sport? What was the motivation to make it about netball, or this show about netball?
Yeah, I feel like I'm always in this headspace of people will always see what they know. And so I feel like that's why, you know, even after all this time, Shakespeare is so alluring to audiences. And so I also want to, I guess, I wanted to repackage that into something that was a lot more modern and a lot more relevant. And I was like, what's more relevant than school sport, really? But I just feel like the power dynamics that were in the original play are power dynamics that are very, like, familiar with competitive, you know, things such as sport. So for me, it was, like, quite a clear parallel.
We also had that discussion of, like, the, like, slay FIFA World Cup women. Like, yeah. we love the Matildas.
Yeah, of course.
And, again, that modern thing of, like, the term of the play is, like, Lady Mac will stop at nothing to be captain.
Okay.
And then it's, like, kind of, yeah, looking at, like, the plot of Macbeth, but then if you put it into sport, like, go, girls, get it. Like, yeah. Kill everyone, take them down. Yeah. But if you do it in real life, it's not okay.
Yeah.
So that was just a funny, like...
I think that's probably something true, though. It's like when you play netball when you're at school, it is a bit of a strange... I remember stepping into this alternative reality where all these people that I loved and had so much affection for were all of a sudden very aggressive.
They're like monsters.
Yeah. And I was not an aggressive player, so yeah. I didn't really understand what was going on. And I think that that's probably a great playground for conversations and playground for a sort of nuanced take on what's going on with women's sport at the moment, a lot of what's going on in the world for women at the moment. Obviously, this was conceived during the Women's World Cup. That's kind of what you're talking about, right? How did that kind of, the world's response to the Matildas, or in particular Australia's response to the Matildas, influence the production? Did it have any sway over it at all?
Well, definitely. There's a ballad in the song and the whole sentiment is like, we love women in sport. And that was really, really kind of a love letter to the, like, Australia's reaction to the Women's World Cup, especially, like, embracing the Australian team and really getting behind them. And I think that song, I think, is, like, what rings true at the end of the musical. Like, that's the lesson, that's the heartwarming moment. And that came straight from, you know, the experience of going to watch, like, a soccer game, you know, at the pub with all these people there, going to watch the live games, like, feeling that atmosphere and that care, I think that really inspired what we have, especially in that song.
Mm. It's pretty exciting that it is a musical as well. It's pretty silly to think that
it's
there's...
So
in a good, silly in a good way, you know? And I think it's pretty bizarre that you've taken on this project and it's come out the other side and now it's got songs in it. It's a musical production, right? Mm. Like, you've put together, like, musical theatre songs. I'm not a musical kid, so I don't really understand, like, how those things come about. But when you were writing for this, were there big inspirations that you took from other musicals? Is there anything that you were citing during the writing process?
I think we were also, because I've worked with Crash Theatre for, like, a few years now, so we kind of really understand each other. And then when I got asked to get on this project, it was very, like, but do your Bex thing. Because I was like, I make, like, kind of, like, heavy dance tracks. And they're like, yeah, do it. So it's like a dance.
That's great.
It's an electronic, almost like house music, musical. Drum and bass musical.
Great.
So I did take inspiration. I listened to, like, the Heathers, you sent me that, and, like, there's kind of more, like, the Mean Girls musical, more, like, of that modern stuff. But I was like, I don't know how to write, like, a cello, you know, like, whatever the musical thing, like,
strings,
a piano.
Yeah.
I was like, I will use a synth, I'll use, like, heavy bass and stuff. So I think that's another just, like, great draw card. The songs are, like, so good.
They're so good.
And I say it because we all worked on it together. Like, I think there's 9 songs, or there's 8 songs in a Megamix, spoiler alert. But, yeah, we, like, kind of wrote the lyrics as a group, like, me and Court and Anna, the producer. And then it just came out so great and so naturally. And there's, like, reprises. And I was like, that's a musical term. I did it. Like, so I had no idea what I was doing, really. But I just know that we just told really clear stories and move the plot forward mm-hmm. a lot in each song, and the songs are bangers. Like, that's all I wanted.
Okay. Well, we love that.
Yeah.
Now, Courtney, you play Coach Duncan. Now, yes. That's hilarious that you said that your mum was your netball coach because now you're a coach. Has your mum been, she been helping you out? Some tips about coaching?
Well, we did.
Method acting, like moulding
yeah,
you.
we did a photo shoot at an actual netball court where people were playing, like, late night netball. I think they were a bit confused as to why we were all there, but my mum like came along and was like full sizing everyone up and like telling me drills to do, like, for
wow.
the photo shoot, to get photos of me doing it, but I think she's like very proud. I don't know if this is the way that she thought I would be, you know, continuing the netball legacy, but no, she's definitely been some inspo. Even the, like, when we were writing the lyrics and when I was writing the dialogue, I was trying to think of, like, oh, what would Mum say? Or, like, what were things that we spoke about? What things could I reference from my memory? But, I mean, luckily for me, you know, nepotism really worked out. Mm. I had that in the bag.
It was so funny as well, like, for that photo shoot, we were like, let's do drills and then kind of just try and capture that. And then, like, all respect to our beautiful actors, love them so much. But, like, I didn't realise that some people, like, can't throw a netball. Mm. So I was like, girls, do the drills. I was like, let's do some photo shoot with, like, you just passing. And now beautiful angels can't pass.
Well,
I
they're
like,
musical theatre.
Exactly.
I don't know if there's a lot of crossover between netball and musical theatre.
No, not usually.
They know how to dance, but then it was just funny.
Yeah. I love that. I think it sounds like a good time. You know, people get down there. They don't necessarily need to know anything about netball, right? It's play for everybody. Mm. You'll be able to get down there and enjoy it. There's 8 shows as a part of Fringe Festival this year. You can find out all the info on the Fringe World website, get tickets, get all that you need to. It's opening this Friday. It's an exciting time. It's going to be great. So make sure that you get out there, you clip your nails and you tape your earrings up and head down to Fringe World. Beck and Courtney, thanks so much for joining me on Brekkie to talk a little bit more about this.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.